Oh, hey, come on in. Come on in, have a seat. I'm just finishing up this chapter. One sec. Well, okay, anyways, sorry about that. I just had to know how that part ended. Please come lay down and get comfortable. No reason for you to stand there. My room is all about relaxing. So get down here, miss. See, much better. Oh, you don't mind, do you? I'm a notorious hand holder. I just like it. It's just nice, don't you think? Something so simple, but is just what we need sometimes. Do you like to read? Yeah? Oh, what's this one about? Oh, you know, the typical tale as old as time. A normal seeming girl has greatness deep inside of herself all along, but it takes a cataclysmic event and the attentions of a special lady to make her see it and what she is truly capable of. What? I promise. Just because I am a well-educated and sometimes way too serious woman doesn't mean I don't get a little joy out of romance and typical tropes in my storybooks. And every woman, or at least me, like to be the hero sometimes, I think. What about you? I didn't mean that, silly girl. What I meant. Here, why don't you turn over on your side and I'll cuddle you from behind? There we go. Comfy? Good. Anyways, what I meant is, what about you as far as being a hero? Oh, psh, ridiculous. You are most definitely leading lady material, beautiful. I mean it. The question is, just what sort of leading lady are you? Is your story one of horrors? Are you the lone survivor of your village, devastated by an apocalyptic war or a zombie plague, trying to find her way through the rest of the world and its hardships to some sort of sanctuary? But you don't smell like a sweaty wayfarer. Ooh, what about something action-packed? Perhaps sci-fi? A kick-ass woman crossing the galaxy? Maybe the captive of an alien slaver? However did you escape? Maybe you didn't need to escape at all, huh? What if you are the terribly, terribly bad girl in this story? Well, I said heroine, and to be fair, sometimes the greatest villains think they are just that, the heroes of the show, the one that will tip the balance of fate in favor of what they think the world should be. Or perhaps you're a villain who finds her way back to the light? Oh, I don't know. I'd like to think some dashing female counterpart might have changed your mind. Hey, a girl can dream, can't she? I told you that most women want to be heroes. Obviously, I've told you I'm no exception. You know, I do like fantasy. We could keep it simple, and you could be a princess if you like. These ears need to be a little more pointy, though, if you want to fit the cliche. And guess what? Every princess needs a hero, no? A champion to take her in her arms. Carry her off to safety. And then perhaps. And perhaps to mount her and take her prize. Writhing bodies together, entwined and sweaty, grinding. A sign of their love, their need. Yes. Ooh, it sounds like a very spicy ending. Am I that type of champion? I mean, I'm not the action hero type, babe. But I like to think I am one of the good guys. I might not be the Butch Marine, but I think I'd be a pretty good, woodsman, for lack of a better term. Especially if you were gonna be my little Red Riding Hood. Though, may I just say that I am rather glad you didn't come wearing a bothersome riding cloak, because I am very pleased to have you lying next to me in simple, soft clothes. It doesn't take much imagination, I guess, what you look like underneath them. See? You don't have to dress provocatively like lust or show off like pride. I can tell you are an amazing fuck. And you've got a nice body. I can't wait to get my hands all over. Just laying here behind you is working me up into a fever pitch a little bit, baby. Care to join me? I think I could easily get us on the same page. Damn straight I can. And just pull you in a little tighter. Move this lovely hair out of my way so I can lay some soft, sensual kisses behind your ear. Yeah, it's nice, huh? Thought you might like that. Definitely. And me rubbing my hand up and down your front, along your torso, filling every peak and every valley your body has to offer me. The plate of your chest before I get to the soft curve of your tits. And don't think the hardening nippled peaks have gone unnoticed, love. But I must keep roaming, keep exploring with my firm hand while my lips memorize your neck. That soft underside of your breasts leads me to the vulnerable flesh of your belly. Cute and soft and quivery. Are you ticklish, honey? Right, of course not. I'll just keep moving right along the lower half of your belly, turning wide to make it across these delicious hips of yours. I love the feel of them in my hand. My fingers just instinctively dig into the flesh a little to pull you into me even closer. Oh, yeah. I am. Oh. I know you can feel the dampness between my legs and how hard my nipples have gotten. I'm sorry. I want to be a hero, but that doesn't mean I'm a superhuman. You press a sexy woman's rump up against me, have her make her little mewling noises, let me fill her with my hands, and sorry, it's gonna elicit a response. What? You are quite sexy, without a doubt. Which reminds me, where was I? Oh, that's right. My hand was enjoying the curve of your hip. We don't want it to get too comfortable, though, do we? I've still more to explore some places lower still. And not only with my hand, but my lips. Your neck is divine. But your shoulder, so soft, supple, so tempting to mark and tease with my teeth. And my hand, well, it has room to roam, like down the outside of your thigh. Is that not where you wanted it to go? Are you getting impatient, darling? But the plush of your thigh needs attention too, does it not? Running my hand up and down the outside, feeling your muscles tighten as you squeeze your thighs together in anticipation. Reaching the inside of your knee and bringing my fingertips up and up against the heated inside of your legs. Before I stop, right below your waiting pussy. Touch it. Are you sure you're ready for it? But what if I just want to keep running my fingers up and down right here where your legs touch, this delicious valley created between knees and your cunt, while I blow gently across your shoulders? Impatient little nymph, aren't you? Squirming and in a rush. Why, though? It's much too nice a task to hurry. Okay, princess. I'll rescue you from a fate worse than death. Oh my. Even through your panties, I can feel how damp and scorching you are. No wonder you're so anxious to move things along. So, if I just bring my hand up and slip it down into your waistband, close and tight to your hot skin, and then run my fingers up and down the silky slit of yours. Dear, so silky, so slick. You've already gotten my fingers all wet, babe. Yeah? There's more where that came from. You want more? Who am I to deny you? I'll just spread your legs open and let my fingers dip right inside. Just right inside the lips. Fuck, so hot and juicy. Have you been needing this? A nice hard come to take your stress away? Oh, you're so ready for my fingers to be inside you, aren't you? I'm ready to give you that relief too, I think. Almost. First, I have to just tease this little, needy, swollen clit of yours. Seeing your face flush and you squirm and wriggle. Kiss me. Oh, your mouth is delicious. So fiery and soft when you kiss. So passionately when you whimper into my mouth needily. You want me to slide my finger inside of you, don't you? Right into your waiting hot cunt. Well, then you better slip these panties down. I'll slip mine off, too. Oh, your skin is so warm against mine. Is there any better feeling? Our two naked bodies pressed against one another, intimate and relaxed. But also our heat built. No, stay on your side. I like it like this. Just lift your leg up a little. There we go. Now I can slip my fingers. I can feel you so ready and hot. I just take my fingers and tease your entrance. Yeah. That's right. Hold on to my arm. You're trying to get me to go in sooner, aren't you? Okay, well then let's set me right inside of you. Oh, you're so tight. It's so soft and wet and warm. If I just slip a finger in you. Oh, yeah, there you go. Does that feel better? is moving a little bit inside and out of you. Oh, while I do that, I'm gonna grind against you. Yeah. That's it. Reach back and hold on to me. My fingers move in and out of you. I'm gonna take my thumb and rub circles on that clit of yours. I'm gonna give you all the attention you need. That's it. Lean back against me. On my other hand, I'm gonna rub across your breasts. That's it. Arch your back and let me play with those tits while I grind into you. You are. You little sexy girl, you. I love playing with you. Oh, yeah, a little faster now. I know, it's so nice, though, this slow grinding while I feel you and touch you with my hand. It's just so intense and you're so hot. Must have been our prologue of foreplay. And I'm so looking forward to see your glow after. Your euphoric blush. Oh, fantasy brought to life. And your pure fantasy beautiful. Fuck yes. Feel me squeeze your tits while you bounce back towards me. Wanting more of my fingers, more of my touch. You really need this, don't you? Oh, it feels so good. So worth all the waiting. In fact, that's why it feels so good. All that anticipation. When you don't want to hold back anymore. Good. Oh, because I'm ready to really get going. Oh, yeah. Feel me circling my hips against your ass. Oh, I'm pushing myself into you. Pulling you back against me with my hand while I touch you. Penetrating you with my fingers and rubbing your clit. Oh, that's it. Get down there and help me rub your clit too. Show my fingers exactly what you need. Oh, yeah. Oh, and you need to come? Is that it? Oh, that's right. Show me. Show me how to save you, princess. That's right. Hold on to me. Help me touch yourself. Help me touch you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, just like that. That's it, princess. I love how wet you are. I can feel you tightening. I told you. The buildup makes for the slickest and sweetest of fucks. Oh, come on. You wanted to come. Now work for it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm so close. Oh, fuck. I can't wait that much longer either. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm bucking against you. Pulling you hard against me. Oh, that's right. Rub that greedy clit with me. Oh, you're squeezing so tightly. That's it. Make us come. Make me come. Oh, make yourself come. Fuck, 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 fuck. Princess. Well, that was really nice. You're an absolute dream, baby. Yeah, I'm just like one of those hot erotica type of women. Yeah, I read those too. A good story is a good story. Nothing wrong with a little steamy story time, don't you agree? It can really fuel the imagination and creativity. And like they say, life imitates art. That's what I call a day. Reading, a good cuddle fuck. Maybe we can order in some food later. Oh, but I think for now I'm ready for a nap. You're welcome to join me if you like. I'd actually like it more if you did. We can get that food when we wake up. Sounds good, beautiful.